Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So it has been weird, this whole non-load shedding thing. Hard to understand, but which is why we speak to the experts. Joining us now is Chris Yerland. He's the Managing Director of EE Business Intelligence, one of South Africa's leading energy analysts. He's been tracking this grid for years. And today we wanted to ask him why we haven't had load shedding. Does it mean it's over? Or does this mean we are just diesel reliant? Chris, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Morning, Howard. Yes, very well. Thank you. Hope you are well too.
I am. Okay. So, how extraordinary is it for South Africa to go this far into the year without major load shedding?
Well, no, it's actually not extraordinary. It should be normal. It is absolutely not normal to have hours and hours of load shedding for months on end. And I have said repeatedly that if we do the right thing for a long time, and we have been doing it now for quite some time, there is absolutely no reason why a country like South Africa should have any load shedding at all. Mm. In fact, I mean, virtually all countries except the worst basket cases, and we're not one of those worst basket cases, but virtually every country around the world that is not an absolute total basket case has managed to, succeed and do this properly. And I think we are now doing the right thing. We've got to continue to do the right thing, not just for a long time, but forever. We've always got to do the right thing. And if we do the right thing, we won't have load shedding.
How much of an impact do you think the renewable energy that most of us now have, or not most people, but a tremendous amount of South Africans have become solar dependent or certainly use solar, how much of an impact has that had?
It's had a significant impact, and just to summarize the major factors that have played their part, firstly, there has been a significant improvement in the availability of Eskom's coal-fired fleet. If you track the statistics and the performance, you can see this. But it would be wrong for Eskom to claim all the credit, as they often do, by the way, without giving credit to many other factors that have come to play. But I don't want to rain on their parade or to undermine the good work that they are doing at Eskom Generation. But certainly other factors that have played their role include a very significant increase in renewable energy, both in the public procurement space, which is about 6,000-7,000 megawatts in place at the moment of installed capacity, as well as the private sector space, that is rooftop solar PV, residential, commercial buildings, farms around the country, and wheeling of power by the private sector through the grid. These have played a very significant role. And the last thing that has played a significant role is the decline in grid electricity demand. If you look at the energy intensive industry sector, and here I'm talking about the smelting industry, ferrochrome smelting, aluminium smelting, and steel, these industries are big users of electricity, and many of these have shut down because of the high prices. So the price of electricity is forcing a change in the so-called energy intensity of the economy.
Which is interesting, because that goes completely against this beneficiation policy of government. We're meant to beneficiate our chrome into ferrochrome, but at the same time, if we don't provide electricity or we make it unaffordable, then the market's going to determine what happens with that anyway.
Yeah, ultimately, the price of electricity and what is called the price elasticity of demand, the price impacts demand, and it makes, as the price of electricity rises, other options, whether they are electricity, whether they are gas for cooking and heating and solar, hot water geysers and renewable energy, become more and more competitive. So people switch to alternatives away from grid electricity. And we're seeing this happening I think it's going to happen more and more because Eskom indicate that the electricity price trajectory in the years ahead, the foreseeable future, they say they're going to contain it to single digits. Now, what does that mean? It means 9.9%, okay, which is still 3 times the inflation rate. And if that continues for the foreseeable future, people will defect from the grid and will move to other energy sources.
In terms of renewable energy, what's have we seen a reasonable development and progress in some of these solar farms, wind farms? How does South Africa look as far as that's concerned?
It's been extremely successful, except for one period when Brian Malefe and Machela Coco at Eskom put a stop to the renewable energy IPP program for about 4 to 5 years. That was a disaster. That actually led into our load shedding because had we continued with the renewable energy IPP program, we would not have suffered the kind of load shedding that we did to any significant extent. But other than that, it's been very successful. The public procurement space, I think I see a slowdown. It's a slowdown because it's bureaucratic, it is slow, and there is grid congestion, and the private sector players are able to move much more nimbly and quicker to sign up grid access than the very burdensome and bureaucratic public procurement process. So what we're seeing is, I think, a decline in the public procurement of renewable energy, a slowdown, not completely, but a slowdown, and then an acceleration of the private procurement space. Here I'm talking about big, medium, and small. The big stuff is wheeling of power through the grid from big, IPPs through the grid, maybe through electricity traders, but to end users, firstly in the mining industry, big industry, but also now latterly with the emergence of traders to the commercial sector, manufacturing sector. And then, of course, you have the commercial and rooftop, which is what we call behind the meter installations. These are on the customer's premises. They're not wheeled through the grid. They're not generating into the grid per se. They're generating for their own use.
Right, but
And
they're not
that
demanding from the
has,
grid.
yeah, that is also growing. There has been a slowdown in that sector, largely because of the end of load shedding. So that crisis, has shifted, but of course the economics are now taking the center stage as the price of electricity increases.
As it should, Chris Yeland. Thank you, as always. Nice to chat to you again.